Okay, welcome everyone. This is David Greenwald. I've got on the phone with me Kurt King from Minnesota. Kurt, welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Would you please tell us just a little bit about yourself, who you are, how old are you, do you have any family, kids, all that kind of good stuff?
Well, I'm my name's Kurt King. I'm 55 years old. I am married, happily married for 37 years. I have two grown children and a couple of grandsons. I work for a power company here in Minnesota. I'm a sheet metal worker and do insulating for
them. Okay. Well, congratulations on, well, a lot of that, and congratulations on 37 years of marriage.
High school sweethearts. We managed to stick together.
No kidding. Yeah,
yep.
That's great.
Yep.
So how were you introduced, Kurt, to the leanest lifestyle?
I have a friend, Julie Berg, that I run with occasionally, and she had nothing but great things to say about this and said I should really, I was real frustrated over all the training I was doing, and I just didn't seem to be able to get the weight to come off. She introduced me to it. She had nothing but great things to say about it, and I decided time to do something about it, time to do something
right
about my weight.
How long have you been with Leanest Lifestyle?
I started Thanksgiving weekend.
Okay, good for you. Just for chuckles and clarification, was that the weekend after, the weekend before?
The Friday, Wednesday of the day before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah, challenging. Might as well start out that way right away.
Well, you said you were a little frustrated, or more than a little frustrated, because of all the training you were doing, and the weight was still, you know, was still not moving. What kind of training back then were you doing, and what were you training for back then?
I've done marathons for about marathons and long distance running for about 13 years, and I was running a lot of miles, 45 to 50 miles a week. I was doing quite a bit of resistance training. I didn't seem to be able to walk by the cookies. I couldn't walk by the crackers. I couldn't walk by all these carbohydrates. And I felt I worked out hard enough, I should be skin and bones, but I simply couldn't walk by the foods that were bad for me. I could walk by them for 3 days, and the fourth day just pig out all day on them.
Right. Well, over here at Leanest Lifestyle, we have a saying that goes, you cannot outrun what you can potentially eat. And you're just another living proof example, absolutely. So back then, when that was the habit, and what were you weighing, Kurt? How tall are you?
I'm 6'3". At one time, I had ran my way down to probably 205, 200 to 205, but it would take a special, like trying to qualify for Boston. It would take something extraordinarily important to me to force me to go that low. Otherwise, I was a 220 to 230.
Okay.
That's kind of where I was stuck for a long time.
I think a lot of people will be, you know, amazed that, you know, you can train, you said, 40 or 50 miles a week.
Mm-hmm.
And still have a, quote, weight problem, unquote. We're based on, you know, all of the reading that, you know, a distance runner like yourself would do, internet, magazines, so forth, how much of the couldn't get past the cookies, crackers, and whatnot would you say it was in any way, shape, or form related to what is pitched to distance people, distance runners, and so forth? Any part of it come from that, or was it mostly things you've learned about yourself, you know, since, as to why you weren't able to get past the cookies and crackers?
I think a lot of it had to do with convenience rather than taking the time to maybe put something together that would be good for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much easier just to grab a bag of chips or a tube of crackers I just had a horrible habit from after supper until I went to bed. It was a continuous snack, one
right
thing after another. I don't know if it was always carbohydrates. It just seemed like that's what my body seemed to think it needed or wanted.
Right.
I'm not
sure.
I haven't really had a lot of thoughts about that other than it was way too many carbs. I know that because
right.
You shouldn't weigh 230 pounds and basically burning 6,000 to 8,000 calories a week. You just
right
shouldn't weigh that.
Right, right.
So I was overwhelming my system with carbohydrates.
So the frustration was high, and would you say that was a primary reason why you decided to try my online program?
Well, I felt I had said for years that I do everything right except my nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I felt like I did. I did the resistance training. I did the running. I paid the price, yet I simply could not get a handle on my nutrition.
Right.
And yeah, every time I'd run a bad race, you know, there was all these lies. You know,
right.
I was hot. It was this. It was that. No, I knew what it was. I knew what it was. It was weighing 225 pounds and trying to run a sub-4 marathon. That's
right.
That doesn't work out real good.
Did it ever happen when you were at that weight?
Oh, I actually qualified for Boston.
Okay. What does it? See, tell the people who don't have any clue what that means.
That means to go to Boston is basically an invitation only. They tell you a time that you have to certify that you've run in each age group, and then they'll send you an application.
Okay. And what did that take for you?
I had to run under 3 hours and 25 minutes.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, basically, I had to run 7:45s.
Right, right.
So,
that's a lot.
And I did it at 220 pounds, and when I got out to Boston, there was probably three of us in the entire field that looked like I did.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah, it's a Sesame Street show.
You know, yeah.
Which one of these is not like the other?
Yeah, yeah. It was a lot of, what are you doing here?
Sure. So when you first logged on mm-hmm. to the program, if you can remember back that far,
yep.
you remember what any of your thoughts were?
You know, I don't know if I was overwhelmed as much as, wow, there's a lot of information here. That there's a lot of information here that I'd really like to know about. I guess it would be somewhat overwhelming, but there was so much information available that I'm an impatient person. You know, I wanted it yesterday.
Right.
You know, so overwhelmed, impatient was more with me. I wanted to know everything about everything yesterday.
Right.
You know, and it took me a while to put a routine together that, and I am a routine person.
Right.
So.
I think it's interesting you describe it that way because I would describe myself a lot that way as well. If I'm to open up, I try to compare, you know, Linus Lifestyle because it's so comprehensive and large in certain ways to, you know, the first time you ever look at any component of Microsoft Office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was to look at something with Microsoft Office, I, like you had said, I don't know that I'd necessarily feel overwhelmed. I would just be like, oh, I want to learn how to use that tool, and I can't wait to use that tool, and I want to hurry up and learn how to use that tool so that I can, you know, do this and do that. But it's like you said, it'd be more a matter of look at all that's here, and you know, how fast can I learn it?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, in learning stuff, did you take any classes? Did you watch any videos? Because we've got online help videos, and we've got free classes with Tom.
I watch your videos, and no, I haven't. Taking any classes with Tom. There's certain things I've been short on. I haven't taken any classes.
You're a quick learner. You're a self-teacher.
I actually enjoy doing that myself.
Right.
I don't know. I like plugging away at it. I like exploring. It's fun.
Right.
For me, it's fun.
I understand. I'm with you. That's what I say. I think. You know, I hadn't heard it described exactly the way you just did, but when you said that, it clicked for me because when I'm looking at programs that I don't understand at first, but I know that there's a lot of utility to them,
mm-hmm.
I'm the same way.
Yep.
Not so impatient that I won't learn it and spend the time doing it, but
right.
I want to get it fast.
Right.
Let me do it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, so you didn't, I mean, you know, one of the questions I normally like to ask relates to, you know, overcoming any fears or doubts, but I don't think you had that coming in. It sounds like when you came in, you're just like, wow, there's a lot here, and let me dig in and just do it.
I've belonged to Alcoholics Anonymous for almost going on 30 years.
Okay.
And the very first word of the first step says we. And
mm-hmm.
somehow when the first day I got on this, I felt the we.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I felt the we, that this gave me the feeling that I wasn't alone and I wasn't worried about it. If these people can do it, I can do it too. There's proof on all the sites that this is working for people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, good. Did you have, and I know you have, but just so that people listening can get a feel for it, you know, what direct communication, you know, did you have with me early on? Do you remember any parts at first, anything since, any difference that you've noticed over time?
Oh, our direct communication started off with emails.
Right.
Be honest, the first time you ever emailed me back, I was a little PO'd about the whole thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Because I had said, you wanted to know if I would be serious about this.
Oh, okay.
And I said, yes, I will be, because my nature is, once I'm serious, it's, and I described it as, I really can't help myself. I am a routine, and you talked about feelings of victimized that you're not, you know, and I thought, okay, I'm not sure I'm real happy over that particular description.
Right.
Because I'm not sure that I'm really that. But yes, as you look at written, that's how it could be interpreted.
Mm-hmm,
So, yeah. But then after that, no, we went back and forth and back and forth. And, it's been good. The only time I think I've ever gotten a little frustrated is over the 35% RT.
Oh, yeah. But, and that would be very common for my distance people.
It's hard.
Right.
To get those hours up that high when you're running so many other hours.
Right.
You know, it's real hard to do, but we're working at it. We're trying.
Yeah, and I think you and I have communicated about that,
yes,
too.
Yes, we have.
If I remember correctly, I remember saying, I think at some point, hey, with your goals and what you're doing, that percentage isn't going to fit.
But it has helped me a lot.
Good.
It really has. I'm pretty much committed to 4.5 to 5 hours a week if I can get it in, because it simply has made me stronger.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And it's... how would you say? I had a lot of friends that said there was no way I could get down to the weight I've gotten to, because I'm too heavily muscled.
Mm-hmm.
And like I explained to them just Sunday, we were running 22 miles. I said, you remember when you said there was no way I could? I said, obviously my muscles were heavily marbled. I'd have made a black Angus slaughter steer fairly happy.
That's funny. Well, you know, early on, you know, when you look at communication, and I know Kurt's using the term email, but what we do is, within the club, we don't use email, we use private messaging.
That's right, private messaging.
Yeah,
sorry.
But that's okay. Just for the listener, though, that way it truly remains private.
It stays
inside the club.
Right.
And it's an imperfect form of communication, and a lot of times it's not uncommon for it to take two or three posts back and forth. And what I want to encourage anyone listening who has maybe felt a similar frustration, not even with me, just with anybody on the internet, because one of the also things that's very common is, unless you know someone, unless you know, for instance, whether they actually care or not, or if they're just trying to, you know, squeeze another dollar out of you, there's a kind of an unconscious belief that they don't have red blood coursing through their body, and they never had a mother, and they don't have a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just some, you know, internet, digital thing.
Instead of a
real person
on
the other end. But after a few posts back and forth, things do start to warm up, and once each side gets to know the other one, things can change, and that's very, very common. So I'm glad that we were able to get past that, because you've certainly been a standout, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. So early on, you know, what would you say was the hardest part of the website for you to get used to, Kurt?
You know, probably the thing I've struggled with the hardest is I haven't become very involved in the forum, and I'm not really sure why. I'm not sure why. I still haven't become very involved in that. I read it quite a bit, and there's some interesting things being discussed there, and I'm going to work on that.
Yeah. So would you describe that as hard, or just something that you haven't gotten involved in?
I haven't gotten involved in...
It's not hard to use.
No. My personal commitment to it has been, for some reason, it's been hard for me right now. So,
which is also kind of unique, because, you know, a lot of people would say, well, you know, and this is not something that's required, but as another piece of software, it's another tool that we have is, you know, of course, the Nutrition Analyzer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually the monster. That's usually the one where people don't have to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do, I always say it's like getting a master's degree in personal nutrition.
Right.
And that's the one where they say, well, the first time I logged a meal, or the first time I had to, you know, get detailed with my foods. But you're not even saying that.
No, because when I read somewhere that your introduction that said, it hit me so good, it hit me exactly how I thought, was that you said part of the reason of the program is to teach people, because right. you don't believe people would eat themselves into obesity if they understood what they were actually sticking in their mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is what the analyzer does for me. It shows me exactly what I'm sticking in my mouth, because I think I was one of those. I didn't really understand what I was putting in my mouth.
yeah, that's great. Well, again, another unique perspective, and unique from that position of that it does take, you know, there is a learning curve to it. Not necessarily tremendous, but there is a learning curve compared to, if you compare it to like logging your activity. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not even close.
Right.
It's just logging your activity takes 5 seconds, and building a meal, you know, your first meal might take half hour.
Yeah. I find the analyzer a lot of fun now. Because when the calorie comes up, you know, I can go back through a meal. Okay, I'm over. Okay, well, instead of half an apple, I'm going to put a quarter of an apple.
Yeah.
You know, instead of, you know, and you can manipulate things around, you know, to, okay, you got to do this, I got to do this. Okay, I got to cut back here a little bit today.
Yeah,
you know, and I can add on over here, you know.
How much of a variety person are you, Kurt, when it comes to your meals? Do you like tons of variety, or do you eat similar things?
I am pretty much, I'm an original farm kid, and I'm pretty much a meat and potatoes guy. Once I find things that I like to eat, I have no problem just continuing to eat them.
Right.
I don't change a lot. I'm Mondays is a resistance training cross training day.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesdays will be a trail run day.
Okay.
Wednesdays will be a running day, 11-mile day. Thursdays is another cross training day. I do my resistance training.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, I run 2 hours on the trail, and then I try to lift at least an hour Friday evening.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday is kind of my day off. And then Sunday, I run long, 18, usually 18 to somewhere around 22.
Gee, Saturday's off. What a slacker. Man, I don't know what I'm going to do with you.
I know.
So, I apologize, Kurt. I'm sorry.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. That's excellent. Well, the reason I ask is not so much to get your secrets of the training, although that's very interesting, too, but it's, have you learned the secret on the nutrition analyzer, since you are a creature of habit, where you build a Monday and then you copy it to the next Monday? And you build a Tuesday, which is different than Monday.
Yeah.
And you copy it to the next Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, I haven't done that.
That's huge time saver.
Oh, I know, but
huge.
I like playing with it.
See, there you go again. That's funny. Kurt says the heck with saving time. I like playing. Yeah,
I do.
That's funny.
I do.
I love it.
I love playing with it.
Kurt, you got to figure out what your DNA is.
Yeah.
And then we got to go and, you know, go around the country and see exactly who's got DNA close, because that's a great, great mindset for using the site. It really is. It's just, you know, having fun with it. That's awesome.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoy my time on it. I do.
So what would you say, what part of it or piece of it or software or whatever, what would you say is the part you like the most about the system?
Right now what strikes me is the analyzer.
Okay.
It's probably the analyzer because I truly appreciate understanding what I'm putting in my body
right
now. I really do.
Has it helped when you've seen things like, this looks splurgy? You know, have you seen things like that where you've got too many fats and carbs in the same meal? This meal looks splurgy.
Well, yeah, I didn't realize that for several days. That
right.
You got the smiley face and the frown face.
Right.
You know, and I finally figured out that part of it. Went, you got to keep them both. You got to keep everybody happy.
Keep everybody happy. Yeah, that's funny. That's the ideal. We don't have to, but it's the ideal for sure.
Well,
that's awesome.
You know, I like to go as close to, you know,
right.
Why get a C if you can get an A?
Yeah, I was going to say, you kind of seem like a real underachiever, like you just would try to skate by. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Anybody running constant, you know, consistent marathons and training 20 miles on Sunday. Yeah, I don't think that's someone that just tries to skate by.
No, yeah. I am a creature of compulsion, and when I jump in, it's all 4 feet, not just both feet.
I'll tell you, that's obvious. There's no doubt about it. It's very obvious. It's obvious in your work that I've seen online, and it's obvious even on this call. So you were hanging in the 220, 230 range.
Yep.
You would, I'm going to use the word diet, and you know I don't use the word diet, and I threaten,
it's not.
I threaten people, you know, $25 fines and everything when
right.
they use the word diet, but I
right.
do use the word diet when I'm referring to things that will create a temporary weight loss that aren't the right way to do it.
Right.
So I'm getting ready to say it. That's why I'm saying I'm going to preface, you know, me saying it by giving all this. When you were 220, 230 most of the time, and you would diet down to maybe 205, but basically
right.
you were coming in around 220, 230.
Right.
What are you weighing on a consistent basis now?
Oh, I just went down to my 180.
180 pounds.
Yeah. And to be honest, I think my scale's off by 4 or 5 pounds. But on my scale, that's what I am. But it's still, even it still puts me at 184 or 185.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're fairly consistent there now. I mean, it's fairly recent, but it's
right.
not like a 180,
right.
180 for a day and back up
no.
to one, you know.
No. And I'm going to try to stay in that for now.
Right.
Right around there. I signed up for another pound off on the next series, but I'm not.
Right.
I got my tough part of the race season coming up. I've got several 50 milers now through October, and I'm so happy right now that I'm going to concentrate on those, and then when what I call my run season's over with, then we'll
right.
reevaluate
what
I'd like to do with my weight.
You're at you know what I call the, you know, the kind of landing safe zone where you can check out the scenery, look around, see what 180 looks and feels like.
Right.
Do your race season at that weight.
Right.
Get a real good feel for it.
Right.
And then make a determination and move from there, or not. Maybe stay there. Maybe go up a little. Maybe go down a little.
Oh, I don't think I'll have to go up, because there's been several gauges I've been using. My running's become fabulous. I'm running faster all the time, but I haven't lost any of my strength, you know, as far as my RT training.
Yes,
I've kept my weights about the same since about 195 pounds, 198 pounds, and I feel just as strong now as I did then, and you know, I've worked up to almost 2 hours every time I go in. So
it's awesome,
and it's a full workover from the toes all the way to my ears. It's,
right,
it's a full body workout when I go in. So,
well, you know, it's the strength is the ultimate gauge on retention of muscle or new muscle growth, as far as being in that specific repetition range that you're going to be training in, because
mm-hmm.
you're not training like a power lifter. You're not training 1, 2, 3 reps. You're not training like a, you know, an explosive power athlete.
Right.
As far as you're training in the repetition range where we would see hypertrophy or muscle growth, and as long as that strength is maintaining or going up, then you are retaining muscle and or you are putting on muscle. And
right.
That's outstanding to keep it, keep the muscle while you're losing the fat. And I think you can see it. I mean, I think on your body you can see
it. Oh, it's...
Yeah.
I've been accused of being HIV and everything else you can think of by people that have known me for years. There's people that genuinely wonder if I'm sick.
Oh.
Because they haven't... I just had an aunt at my wife's 55th birthday party that wanted to know why I wanted to weigh what I did when I was 17 or 18 years old.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, if you look around, unfortunately, when you look at, you know, pushing 70% of America is overweight, you're looking more and more like a unicorn there,
yeah.
Kurt. I mean, we've heard of you, we've just never seen you.
Yeah.
You know, it's a myth.
Yeah.
You're becoming mythical, you know, to be 6'3" and, you know, geez, only, you know, 180 instead of 280.
Well.
That's outstanding.
Yeah, The dividends have been just incredible.
Yeah,
incredible.
And the thing is, too, is it's not like you're gaunt and sickly. It's just that you look far different than the other 55-year-olds that anybody's used to seeing, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And probably a lot of 35-year-olds for sure, too.
Well, I was with one of my running partners Sunday, and I overheard him with another running partner of mine. They were behind me as we went down the road, and the one said, "That's what Rip looks like."
Right, that's what Rip looks like, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, too. At 6'3 and 180, that would make sense. It really would. All right, so you've been successful using the program,
mm-hmm.
and there's no doubt about that. So, you know, a lot of people want to know, a lot of people are scratching their head trying to figure out, first of all, how is it that, you know, they're still trying to scratch their head wondering, how is it that you exercised all that especially people listening that maybe don't exercise at all right now, who thought prior to this interview that exercise was going to be their ticket. They're still scratching their head wondering, you know, how you could be overweight and be exercising like you were. But beyond that, a lot of people believe that the key, since we've got to start with exercise, and that's going to be the key to weight loss and weight maintenance success, mm-hmm. in their mind anyway, they might be wondering, since you and I have never met in person,
mm-hmm.
how is it that a program like mine and or, you know, communication with me with never meeting me in person could ever be remotely effective? I mean, don't you need, you know, a personal trainer, a chef, and things like that in person? I mean, how were you able to be successful without ever seeing me or meeting me in person?
Once I committed to getting the weight off and found something I was comfortable with, your program basically requested or required 3 hours of exercise. That caught my eye. I really like that. I like that. That's because I'm a firm believer in burn more calories than what you eat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The weight goes down.
Mm-hmm. And when you say my program basically required 3 hours, 3 hours over what period of time, and what was your goal?
Well, it was 3 hours, 180 minutes a week.
Right, 180 right. minutes a week. Yeah,
yeah.
That sounds like a beginner.
Right.
You know, kind of depending
right.
on the person, it'll right. vary, but that sounds like one of my beginner suggestions.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And I had seen so many others that, you know, exercise will help, not, you know, and I tried all these other diets. Exercise will help, exercise will help, exercise will help, exercise will help.
Right.
To me, this said...
Start with this amount.
That you will exercise.
Right, right.
we're not suggesting you do. You will exercise. Hey, 3 hours, that's kind of a low number for me, but
right.
but it that caught my eye.
Right.
That caught my eye.
That's awesome.
Right away.
So you know, one of the things you had said is you said, well, you know, I just committed, but... What happens with a lot of people, Kurt, is that I feel very bad for them because what they'll do is they'll commit,
mm-hmm.
like you committed.
Mm-hmm.
They've got their ladder leaning against the wrong wall.
Mm-hmm.
They're committed. They're going to get to the top of the ladder. They're
right.
going to climb like a son of a gun. They're going to get up that ladder as fast as, you know, as anybody can. It's just when they get to the top, they look around, they go, oh, my gosh, it's the wrong building.
Mm-hmm.
And that the building is, I'm referring to the program.
Mm-hmm.
So when you committed... You could commit and have the wrong program and still not have success.
Right.
So committing is a huge part of it. There's no doubt about it. No argument there. What is it about the program itself beyond the commitment that just seemed to make sense? I mean, I think we've heard a number of things, but I'm just trying to figure out how do you tie this all together, and what do you say to someone who says, I've got to have a personal trainer, and I've got to have, maybe I don't have to have a chef, but I've got to have a personal trainer and someone that'll, you know, whatever, because the key is the exercise. And I don't know about this internet online thingy. You know, I mean, how can you get any benefit or value of some online thingy without ever meeting the person who is allegedly, you know, helping you online? That's what a lot of people are going to be wondering as they're listening to this. It's obvious you did, and it's quite obvious you committed.
Right.
But why were you successful? I mean, you could have committed with the wrong program and not been successful. You did
right.
that. You did that before.
Right.
You committed and had the wrong program, and you weren't successful.
Part of it was I had never met you.
Right. Okay.
But I see Julie all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Someone you knew had known me
right.
through the program.
Right. And knew I was involved with the program now.
Right.
And was able, you know, and was able to follow what I'm doing, just like I can follow what Julie's doing.
Okay.
You know, so there's a feeling, there's a feeling of I'm being held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being held accountable. The other thing I think is that I'm confident enough in my running and the things I do, not on my own, but if you show me how to do it right, I have enough confidence in myself that I can do that.
Right.
It's shown how to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that. You know, I can do this.
Right.
You show me how to do it right, and I can do this.
And I'll do yeah. it right.
Yeah, and I'll do it right.
And that's a question that a lot of people have is, how in the world can I, or the program, show you how to do it right without sitting down with you in person across the table with a piece of paper and pointing out your 7-day meal plan? And your, you know, your recipe
right.
guide. You got to have a recipe guide and 7-day
right.
meal plan, Kurt. Got to have a 7-day meal plan and a recipe guide, mandatory.
Right.
Which, you know, I don't offer.
Right. Well, and you have to trust, I guess, too. Also, you've got to trust and say, I believe this will work. I believe this will work. I will trust this to work. Fortunately, Julie was there.
Right.
I had physical
proof.
Yeah. That this works, because Julie was basically the same as me, a pretty good runner, but way too much.
Right.
You know, so I had that physical proof that, well, if Julie can do it.
Right.
Well, I sure as heck can too.
Would you consider yourself someone who, at least on the running side of things, and like you had said, you didn't have the nutrition side of things down, but do you consider yourself a pretty science-oriented individual as far as the way you think?
Yeah, I'm always I'm always tweaking my training. I'm always running little theories through my head, trying to improve. You know, mm-hmm. trying to fight old man time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I if I'm awake, the old I call them the ping pong balls are rattling most of the time. So
yeah, the squirrels in the cage are running.
Yes,
yep.
They are. They're running.
Well, you know, one of the key differences, you know, with leanest lifestyle compared to so many others is that it is very scientifically supported, very scientifically well founded, mm-hmm. and where I get to feel really good is when someone does commit. And someone does trust, which is so difficult. Both of those things are incredibly difficult when you look at, you know, what it takes to actually fully commit, and also what it takes to trust when you've been burned and lied to dozens of times before.
Mm-hmm.
To do both of those things with my program, the Leanest Lifestyle Online, you can't help but be successful. And I'm just going to point out directly that it's because it is so step-by-step, scientifically supported and well-founded, and you're not going to be steered wrong. If you do what you're talking about, Kerr, you commit and you trust.
Yep.
And you accept at some level that you are here for a reason, and that part of that reason is that you don't know everything. You don't know everything about the system or about the process. If you did, you may not be here. You may not need it if you knew everything.
I would have been able to go to the grocery store and figure it out myself.
Right. And so the part of the trust is in trusting that, for anybody, that
right.
you don't know everything. You might be smart. You might know a lot. But you don't know everything. So putting some trust and faith into the program when you first come in, and understanding and recognizing with a smidge of humility that you don't know everything, and maybe
right.
there's somebody that knows a little bit more about this process and nutrition and lifestyle management than whoever, and then doing it. And then you seem to attack it, Kurt, with the innocent until proven guilty. You know, the program was innocent, and I'm
right.
going to try it as is
right.
unless it fails me.
Yep.
And it from what I gather anyway, and from what I've seen, you haven't failed it, and it hasn't failed you.
No, yeah. It's been a good marriage.
Yeah, yeah, not the 37 years worth,
no, but it's
yeah.
it's been good.
Yeah.
It's been good. It's been fun. It's it didn't take me very long to, I got the grocery lists out, you know, and boy, I checked everything, and I don't think I did that three times, and I trusted the calories. I didn't even look at the cans anymore. I just
right.
got what was on there, and
just put it in.
Yeah. You know, and the adjustments to the proportions and stuff. I personally think I eat like a horse.
Right.
I eat like a horse. What kind of diet is this? Everybody looks, what kind of diet is that? I go, the right one.
Right. That's funny. I love it. All right. So you're running 50 milers, and all that's new since you started.
I did my first two last year.
Okay.
And now we're going to go, I'm running the same two and added one. And the two I ran last year, Kurt won the coveted DFL award, which is dead and blanking and last. And I'm going back, and I'm getting a chunk of the rear of mine that was chewed off by those two races, and I'm going back this year and getting a little bit of it back.
Man, what a great attitude.
So
what a great mindset on that. Yeah. Now, when you ran those last year, do you remember what you were weighing?
230,
okay.
225, 230.
Okay. That's rough. Are you going to, 50 miles, of course, you know, for anybody listening, they're probably going, what? He runs 50 miles?
Yeah.
You and I know, of course, that that is, you know, outstanding, amazing, crazy, whatever you want to call it. But you also know, like I do, that there are 100-mile races and 150-mile races. Where to from here for you? What do you want to do?
The plan, actually, this year is my finishing weekend will be, I'm going to attempt a marathon on October 11th, drive 6 hours and attempt a 50-miler on October 12th.
Oh, my gosh.
And if those both go reasonably well, then I think I might have to join Miss Berg next year.
Mm-hmm. For 100.
With that 100, you know, that's...
Well, I'm going to say again on this interview that the first time Julie told me she ran, you know, 100-mile races, I absolutely sent her a private message that said, "You don't mean on feet."
Yeah.
And I said, "You mean like on a four-wheeler or, you know, a scooter?" Yeah. And she goes, "Oh, no, I run."
Run.
And I was like, she said, "I'm going to do 3 marathons this week in training."
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. She just did 105 miles at Fans Saturday.
Yeah. And she's amazing and a lot of fun to watch, too.
Yep.
I'm going to let you have the last word. Is there anything you'd like to say to anybody who's on the fence, or anybody who's a distance runner specifically, a distance athlete specifically, who is wondering if some guy that looks like a bodybuilder on the cover of of the website would have anything at all of any use, you know, for them, whether it be the program or advice or anything, or just any words you'd like to give. Encouragement and so forth to the other 50 and 60 something year olds that are saying, "Man, you know, I thought it was over at 40."
Well, I just won an age division. I'm running more comfortable now than I did 10 years ago. I've lost the weight, and as far as the distance athlete that's on the fence wondering if they're wondering about their weight, then they probably do have some problems with their weight. Come and give this a try. Come and give this a try. I mean, I have found it to be wonderful. It's I consider it easy. Don't worry about the. You get plenty of carbohydrates. If you want to take the weight off and run faster, I can't recommend this highly enough. I just can't. And if you're like me and you've tried just about everything else, give this a try. Give this a try.
I really appreciate the time you've taken out of your evening to speak with me today, Kurt. I really appreciate all of the communications we've had and allowing me to be a part of your journey and to continue in your journey as you continue to explore these new avenues that you're getting ready to do. I do have to laugh. There's a marathon on Saturday or whatever, and a 50-miler on Sunday or whatever whatever the order is there. I know it's a marathon and then a 50 back-to-back.
Right. Back-to-back.
I mean, and I think of just, you know, many clients who would just, you know, as a lifetime goal would be to run even a half marathon or maybe one marathon. Mm-hmm. And when they do, you know that, you know, is what is most common, it would be, you know, run a marathon and then and take 3 weeks to recover.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean necessarily do nothing, but I mean very, very light. Yeah. But that back-to-back stuff is the part that just cracks me up. But
well, I am somewhat extreme. friends used to tell me I was nuts running a marathon. I says, "Well, I might be slightly off, but I can introduce you to some people that are really out there."
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm becoming one.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to do this interview. It's been a lot of fun. I know that people are going to get a lot out of it. And, you know, we'll look forward to following your progress, and maybe we'll follow up again at some point in time in the future.
Okay.
Kurt, thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Thank you for this program.
You bet. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. To learn more about the Leanness Lifestyle and Club Lifestyle online, please visit www.leannesslifestyle.com. That's www.leannesslifestyle.com.